Wrangell's district ranger, Bob Dalrymple, recently signed an action alternative for the roadside sale decision that would authorize up to 500,000 board feet per year of timber for small-scale commercial firewood sales, salvage sales, and green timber micro-sales. Austin O'Brien, a timber staff member at the Wrangell Ranger District, says the push for the project came from the public's concern of rising fuel costs and a need for more firewood availability.
The real push initially when we had the rising fuel prices and people were very interested in burning wood as an alternate fuel source for their homes and just being able to get enough wood. So that was kind of where this kind of kicked off, this project. We kind of broadened it out a little bit to include the saw timber aspects and also to streamline our salvage sales as well, just to kind of get all this small sale program under one process, and it'll kind of, from an administrative standpoint, it'll greatly simplify things for us.
The timber would come from existing roads along the Wrangell, Zarembo, and Etlin Islands. O'Brien said they have not yet designated a specific area for the sale, but he says all sales will be done in a competitive bidding process. O'Brien says this project intends to be more efficient in salvaging timber, and says the project would be a first step in bringing micro timber sales to Wrangell.
It'll be what we call more of a programmatic decision, this roadside project. It's clearing a large area of our road system, and then we are going to basically analyze the different requests that come up, and as long as they meet the criteria of our project design, then those projects will move forward and those sales will ultimately be prepared and advertised for a bid.
O'Brien says the project is working off a small-scale basis to promote economic growth and bring in a predictable amount of firewood seasonally to meet the needs of the Wrangell community.
So within that project area is where we could have these smaller sales. They're not generally going to be clear cuts, and you know, unless we have some kind of blowdown event where, you know, the majority of the trees are blown down, we would probably clear cut in that situation. But by and large, this is an individual tree selection. You know, a few trees here, a few trees there, and then it just kind of opens up some opportunities. We're trying to develop this micro sale program here on the district. They've been doing it quite successfully over on Prince of Wales for a number of years, and it's really helped out a lot of the smaller operators over there. So that's kind of what we're mirroring here and hoping to kind of get stimulated and developed in the Wrangell District.
Initially, O'Brien says the amount of timber sold yearly will depend on consumer demand.
You know, we do have some smaller size mills on Wrangell Island, and we also have some commercial firewood cutters who work with us and purchase some of our wood. So the idea would be that these operators, we would make some volume available this year. Maybe not, we might not have all 500,000 available, but at least the local demand really is going to drive how much that we put up on any given year. So it'll be kind of a demand-driven process.
The signed decision notice is the start of a 45-day appeal period. O'Brien says so far, the Forest Service has received positive feedback from the community.
I think there's an interest, particularly locally, in it. We've had positive comments from conservation groups, so I think this is a good project for the Wrangell area.
The legal notice for the roadside decision was posted in the Wrangell Sentinel March 17th. The appeal period will be over on May 2nd. O'Brien said if the appeal process goes uncontested, they hope to have some of the smaller sales started this summer. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.